Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Pilate asked Jesus a pretty profound question in our text for tonight. When he asked the question, "What is truth?" This isn't a new question, even though it seems to be the question of our own days. What is truth? Only those who hear the word of the Lord, who hear and hearken to the voice of Jesus, know the truth. For Jesus said, "I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." In a day and age where we can no longer define what a woman is, we have lost sight of what truth is. When our own court systems can no longer tell the difference between something so simple as God's ordered creation, we are in a very terrible place. What is truth? Without the truth that is Jesus Christ, we are doomed. There is no foundation apart from him. Everything else is doomed to crumble. We are to hear his voice. We are to hearken to it, to listen to it, to obey it. Jesus hands himself over willingly. He does it because this is why he has come into the world. "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world." The very word that created all things, took on flesh to go to a cross to die for his creation. He confessed that this is the way he would die, that he would be high and lifted up, that they would crucify him to the tree. He knew all these things and he went willingly because he knew that he had to. He knew that he had to drink the full cup of the wrath of God to appease that wrath for us poor sinners. He knew that we could not do it for ourselves. He knew that Pilate couldn't do it. He knew that the Jews who handed him over couldn't do it. And so he had to. Upon hearing our text for tonight, it should cause emotions to stir inside of you. To hear what the King of all creation endured because he loves you should cause a stir of emotions. The fact is that these people handed him over to be crucified. That's exactly what they wanted. They made all sorts of false testimony against him because they wanted him dead. They didn't want to hear the truth. They wanted to live their own truth, as though there is more than one truth, as though there is moral relativism, as though what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me. There is one truth, and that truth is Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. The chief priests and elders wanted him dead, and they stir up the crowds to follow along. But the chief priests and the elders stirred up the people and persuaded them that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. So many of these people had no quarrel with Jesus, and yet they heard the voices that were the loudest. Sometimes that happens to us too, doesn't it? Sometimes we think, boy, you know, this sounds right to me, but when somebody else brings a different opinion, we start to question ourselves. And that's okay, as long as we find the true answer in the Word of God. When someone has a different opinion than you, that is fine. But the truth is the Word of God. It's not the opinion. It is the truth of Jesus Christ. They got them to cry out that he should be crucified. They got them to cry out that instead he should release Barabbas. And we see time and time again that Pilate tries to let him go, but in the end, he too listens to their cries, listens to their voices. If only they would have actually listened to the words that they cried out. "Hail, King of the Jews," these soldiers cried. They bowed the knee. They mocked him. They began to salute him, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." Had they not done this in a mocking fashion, they would have seen the true praise that is King Jesus. Jesus is King. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Every one of our knees should bow before him. Bowing the knee, they worshiped him. They were doing it mockingly, when all the time they should have been doing it with a true and contrite heart. Pilate comes before the Jews after he has been chastised, and he says, "Behold the man." This is the man. The man whose sins were taken upon him. A man who had lived a perfect life, but would become sin on that cross for us. Behold the man. The man who would do everything for you. The Jews cry out, "Away with him. He ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." But that's not the truth, is it? Jesus is the eternal Son of God. He is the second person of the Trinity from beginning and continues to be so. He only took on flesh for us. He did it out of love. Jesus comes before Pilate again. Jesus answers, "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. This is the plan of the Father, and the Son submits to it wholly." Walking before him, a death that he did not deserve, but a death that he went to. When Pilate comes out to the people one last time, he says, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." The blood of the Lamb was slain in the Old Testament to cover the sins of the people. And now the blood of the Lamb of God would cleanse the sins of the whole world. Blood that would be shed for our forgiveness. Blood that would fill the cup that we drink for the forgiveness of our sins. A body given and blood shed for us. Pilate was not truly innocent, and neither are any of us. For while we weren't actually there, we didn't actually cry out, "Crucify him." Every time we turn from the word of God and follow our own sinful hearts, it is as if we do cry out, "Crucify him." It should turn our hearts toward him. Turn our hearts toward the only salvation that exists. Tonight we remember this taking place, where Pilate, while for a time does say things that point to the fact that he might actually believe that Jesus is who he says he is, ultimately he turns him over to be crucified. Power not given to himself because of who he is, but power given by God Almighty for the salvation of the world. So this night, remember that Jesus' blood is upon you and upon your children. Now no longer to condemn, but to forgive, to sanctify, and to save. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.